Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It's 8:52 right now. A little Irish dancing. I guess this day looks a little bit like we would be in Ireland or something. 72 degrees. I'm Patty Mercer. And, of course, joining me this morning, Leanne Burnett Morse from the Fort Mill Economic Partners. That's the FMEP. And Dr. Nicholas Mullman, Assistant Professor of Economics at Winthrop University. I should be able to say that considering I'm wearing the ring. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we're talking about you both are collaborating to study the economic impact and other issues related to possible downtown Fort Mill connection of the Carolina Thread Trail and the Anne Springs Close Greenway.
That's right.
We are seeing so much about quality of life, being outdoors, and the connectivity from A to B and C and D, all down through the alphabet. But Leanne, tell us a little bit about what is happening here, how the two of you are working together.
Well, the idea for connecting the Thread Trail through Fort Mill is not something that's original to this project. The town of Fort Mill has been working with the Thread Trail for quite a while about how that might look and where it would go. So where we have come into this process is Winthrop University is a member of our board of directors. And this department, particularly that I call him Dr. Nick, that Dr. Nick is part of, has worked with us on other economic impact and other kinds of studies. And they do an awesome, awesome job. It's a tremendous resource to have there. So what we've actually done is we've brokered a partnership between us with Winthrop. The town of Fort Mill is contributing with funding. And they are going to devote two classes this fall. Talk about getting something up and going quickly.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And it's a win-win because you, Dr. Nick, take this project, this challenge, and in turn present it to your class in a way that they learn by doing. So explain that process a little.
So, I mean, you're exactly correct. This is a really great chance for our students to get some hands-on experience, and not only hands-on experience, but experience that's going to be relevant to them as future business professionals and hopefully, you know, future local leaders. And so we get them not only to kind of learn by doing, get involved with the data collection and analyzing the data and all that kind of stuff, but we also get them to speak to people like Leanne, you know, like others in our community, and kind of get them involved with making something that's going to bring value both to Fort Mill and to York County as a whole.
Now, when we talk about bringing value and collecting data, what are you learning the value is going to be? Not so much from the specifics, but the overall and then perhaps an economic impact. Do you have some information?
Well, I can tell you that from anecdotal information that we have, greenways, trails, those kinds of recreation opportunities factor very, very highly when businesses look at where they would like to locate their headquarters. They also have an economic impact that you wouldn't expect. And we know that from studies that have been done that involve Clemson University in a similar kind of way of the Swamp Rabbit Trail, where you're talking about economic impact in the millions of dollars. It is a great indicator of what the quality of life is like in your area. So those are the things that we know kind of exist out there from other towns that have had these studies done and things, but now we're looking to apply that to Fort Mill.
And it seems that the connectivity through the town of Fort Mill and access to Main Street you got to have foot traffic to support, you know, so many of the cool things that are happening there. So will that be a direct impact? How does that factor in together?
So it'll be both direct and indirect. So, of course, the hope is having this trail going through downtown, people are more likely to stop, shop, have a meal, something like that, there's a direct impact right there. However, those dollars that get spent don't just sit there, right? They get in turn reused for something else. And so there's going to be what we call a multiplier effect, where these dollars get cycled through the economy and generate more than just necessarily $1 worth of benefit. And so that's what's our job, is to kind of assess how these dollars are going to cycle through based on how people utilize the trail and what they're doing while they're there.
Now, is this a trail that you would walk, ride a bike on, run on, or check, all of the above?
Yes. Okay. All of the above.
Okay.
Yes.
That's exciting. And now, once you have all this information, first of all, is this something you've already gotten, or it's in the process of being massaged and collected?
Well, that's the job for our students, right?
Okay, yes.
So part of what they're going to be learning is the importance of data and good data, and the fact that data aren't necessarily always easy to get, gather, clean, analyze. And so we want our students boots on the ground out there talking to people, figuring out what they're doing, why they're doing it.
That's awesome. And then what will the next step be after that, Leanne?
When the courses are finished for the semester, the students will make a presentation under Dr. Nick and his fellow, who I'm – tell me his last name because I get it wrong.
Dr. Donko Terabar.
There you go. And I would blow that. under the direction of Dr. Lou Pantusco, who is the head of the department, they're going to be ready to present that data to the sort of what I call the stakeholders and the partners, not just to FMEP, to the town of Fort Mill, but the Carolinas Red Trail and Springs Close Greenway and any other entities that are sort of involved in that. And they'll be able to put on their best show and their best foot forward and present all that.
Well, I love it because you are, like you had mentioned, there are definitely examples of where, you know, cities, towns have repurposed a railroad track or, you know, just had that connectivity for quality of life and enjoying the great outdoors. Presenting that, I think it's going to be fun. So what are we talking like? Do we have a cost in mind of what, you know, the buy-in might look like for all those partners you speak of?
Well, we do have, and honestly, Winthrop has given us a cost that has been minimal. They really are a contributor to what mm-hmm. is happening here. So we're not paying, I guess, what you would say would be a market rate to walk in and say, we want you to create and conduct this study.
There's value on both sides.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Come back. Let's keep these updates because I live in Fort Mill and I think it sounds very exciting.
Yes.
Alrighty. Leanne Burnett Morris, Dr. Nicholas Mullman, come back and see us. We enjoyed what you shared with us this morning and we look forward to seeing things happen.
Thank you.
Moving forward.